My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin, who represents his state's 2nd Congressional District and is running for the U.S. Senate this year, hoping to challenge Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. You may have heard the first part of my conversation with the congressman, as he is very critical of the administration's proposed cuts to military spending. But for the next few minutes, we also want to get a handle on where the campaign stands for the U.S. Senate in Missouri. And I began that part of our conversation by asking the congressman what he's hearing most from his fellow Missourians as he travels around the state.
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that we're hearing consistently, and that is the public is really fed up with politicians. I think the message that we've been taking, and it seems to be very well received, is that because I'm an engineer by training, I've tried to be principle-driven. I've always been a conservative, but I try to follow principle over party. And then I give people some examples of some very difficult votes where I didn't go with the Republican Party, even though most of the time I do because I'm a conservative. And I think people are really tired of the negative campaign, the very tough Republican primary. What they really want to hear is a positive vision for our country. And then also what they're wanting to hear is, you know, you get in the Senate, what kinds of things are you going to push? And as I start talking about the idea of first of all, capping the size of the federal government through a constitutional amendment and then balancing the budget with a constitutional amendment. And then we talk about repealing Obamacare and stabilizing the currency and auditing the Fed. And we start running down that list a bit, basically significantly cutting back all of these agencies that are burying businesses and killing jobs with their excessive red tape. And as we talk about Supreme Court appointments who are going to interpret the Constitution rather than try to rewrite it, these are things that resonate very, very well. But they want someone who's had the courage and the toughness to have been down there, taken the pressure, and stood up on principle first. And so I'm very encouraged about what's going on. We've had 4 straw polls. We've won all of those. And so we're looking forward to just carrying this on.
Why does Senator McCaskill deserve to be fired?
Well, I don't think you got enough time in 7 minutes to do that. But basically, Claire McCaskill introduced Obama to our state, and she's voted with him on all the major pieces of legislation. 71% of Missouri voters voted against the federal government taking over health care, Obamacare, and yet she still supports Obamacare and voted for it. She said she wasn't going to vote for any earmarks, and she votes for the stimulus bill, which is the biggest earmark of all history. And that, of course, didn't do anything to create jobs. All it did was transfer a whole lot more money to the government to buy more bureaucrats to harass people with. And so that stimulus bill, you know, was a complete failure. She was a big supporter of that. And then when it comes to global warming, she was doing some tricky votes to try to allow the EPA to effectively do global warming legislation except through the back door because the Congress wouldn't approve it. So, and then she's had some difficulty paying the taxes on her private airplane and some things like that. So that all put together, being very liberal, plus the ethical questions, she is now one of the most vulnerable senators, Democrat senators in the country. And, of course, Republicans, as you mentioned, need 4 seats to take the Senate back. So Congressman Akin, that's me. We're hoping that we're going to be one of the 4 to change the balance of power in Washington, D.C.
Congressman, don't want to get you in trouble, but is there anyone running for president that you think would do best at the top of the ticket in your state?
Well, I think anybody other than Barack Obama, just about. And obviously, because I am a principle-driven kind of conservative, I tend to like the more conservative the candidates, really the more I like them. And but I haven't actually picked a favorite.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, obviously, that race, but yours as well, because it's one of the critical ones. Missouri is always a pivotal swing state. And, sir, as always, we appreciate your time with us today.
Greg, it's a pleasure chatting with you. I appreciate your highlighting what's going on in defense. And these are things that just suggest to all of us that we need a change in leadership. And we have an opportunity to do that this year.
It certainly is a very important year, regardless of where you stand. Very different ideas, very different visions out there. Sir, again, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Greg.
Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He is a member of the House Armed Services Committee, chairman of the Subcommittee on Sea Power, and he is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Missouri here in 2012. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.